Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Can you clap? Nope. Can you clap your hands? Clap? Give me
Why do people clap this way? What if the whole world clapped like this? Just nail on nail action.
There is no noise coming out for me to test.
I'm doing snaps.
Look, I just need one loud clap.
I do
snaps. On your side to make sure that your microphone is working.
Can I sneeze?
No.
Will that work?
Yes. Just give me a sneeze.
Well, I can't sneeze on command.
Oh my God.
Hey, wait. I'm almost ready. I'm thinking of things that make me sneeze.
Black pepper. Light switches. Lights.
Two.
Can you just...
Did that work?
I wasn't watching. I was watching your craziness.
Witred. Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Sure. Done.
Are you okay?
Huh?
What's happening
what?
To you?
I'm fine.
Really?
What kind of a way is that to start a conversation with someone asking them if they're okay?
You don't seem okay.
Why? I have to sneeze.
So go ahead.
I can't. You have tissues on the show?
No, I don't.
I just hold my head in an angle for this episode. Okay, go. Let's start. This is what it's like when we're in bed and I'm like, do you want a tissue? And you're like, no. No. Not even 3 seconds go by. Instead of laziness and I'll get a tissue, you just do the whole time.
When I'm crying?
Yeah.
Do you need a tissue?
Nope.
We're going to sit here for a little while.
I'm good. Okay, go. Start.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Sheena Interrupted.
Hey, what's up? Thank you for coming back.
I'm Sheena. I did almost sneak one by. Maybe it's because you're so focused on your sneeze that's not coming. Your nose is actually dripping stuff.
No, it's not dripping.
It is dripping.
That's how I keep my beard. I'll just do this. It'll go around. It's like my whole mouth, think about it, it's like a roundabout. Hand me that pillow. We'll just throw it after the show. If you're here for a while, you know that we have disposable pillows. Okay, go. What are we talking about today?
So we had a couple crazy weeks.
We did. We're still in the middle of it. What do you mean, had?
I had a couple crazy
weeks. I'm leaving in 24 hours.
Yes, you are.
Then I get back for a week?
A
10
week
days,
and then we leave again. So I thought today would be a really cool thing to talk about travel.
In the middle of travel?
In the middle of all of our crazy travel, I thought we could tell everybody all the chaotic travel stories.
Is this because you got all worked up last week?
Yeah.
Because... of how long you take to go to the airport and how long I take to go to the airport.
Yeah, I thought it was a really
nice segue
into the travel edition.
So what do you got? So you want to talk about travel?
So I was thinking we could talk about all the travel that's been happening here.
Yeah.
And all of your crazy travel stories.
I don't have so many crazy travel stories,
but you, I'm positive, have some crazy travel stories.
Like the time I was traveling as a teen with a... not yet teenage younger sister, and realize that when I wear those pesky badges around our neck, they make us wait to get off the plane last.
Okay.
So I took it off and followed a family out with my sister and then went to our connecting gate on our own.
God.
And then we had a lady chasing us around sweating because we just went to the bathroom, we got a sandwich, and then we went to our next flight.
You did not have your mom or dad with
No,
you.
No, it was just the two of us. And there was a connecting flight. We were going from...
Now do you see why I chose this topic?
Yeah, but it's normal. You should let your kids travel at
this
early teen years
normal.
On their own.
This is like, people could get in a lot of trouble for that.
I think that lady almost did.
If you sent your kids somewhere,
yeah,
and they ditched the travel person, the companion,
yeah,
and they ran away from her, and she, that lady called you and she said, I lost your children, they are, she's somewhere,
she's
not calling,
she's gonna go find the kids.
Okay, but if you got wind of the fact that she lost your children, what would you do?
You cannot lose children in an airport.
You can.
No.
It's possible.
No, they can hide, but you can't lose them. It's a very secure environment. They can't go anywhere.
Okay, but on their own. Still.
This is a good experiment. I recommend all of you let your kids travel on their own. If you're 13 and you haven't flown on your own, you're going to fail in life.
So this, you is hear another, me, people? This is another
Send
thing.
Send them.
This is another thing that we've been talking about.
Oh, like we're going to take the kids, like, downtown in a city we were just visiting and just leave them there with two bus tickets, $1.50 and a map?
No, I
will. We should do that game.
I'm not doing that game. I will not send my kids to a random city with two bus tickets and tell them to find their way back
to
me.
No, it's fun. Whoever gets back first wins. I think there's a lot to be learned.
Yeah.
And traveling is one of those things where a kid just feels super independent.
Yes.
So as long as they don't remove that neck badge, they're fine.
And if they remove that neck badge?
Then they're also fine, as you can see. We made it. It was great.
I didn't know to fall at that on point. The safe side of that experiment.
Have you ever heard of anyone traveling alone and they lost a child? Have you ever heard? Airlines lose baggage. They give you the wrong meal. You've never in your life.
But I've never actually gone like in search of that information.
You don't think that you would hear of that?
Yeah, but
my kids were flying and they lost them. The kids ended up in... Like, you know, Moscow, Gibraltar. No. It's like, yes, they end up in Gibraltar if they're in your luggage. But if the kids are traveling outside of your luggage and don't pack your kids in luggage for travel, it's just better to buy a ticket.
The fact that you feel the necessity to say that.
Yeah. What, you didn't try to fit in a suitcase playing that game when you were a kid?
Yeah, but never to actually go in a plane.
You never did that as a kid?
No.
Your parents didn't say, oh, I would take you, your aunt's visiting, but... You can't go because...
You put yourself in a suitcase?
Yeah, you get in the suitcase, you zip it, and your parents, ha ha ha, they throw you in the back of the trunk, you drive around the block, and you go home. You didn't experience this as a child?
No.
No? What kind of a boring upbringing you had? What did you do? Go to, like, Universal? Yes. You paid to go do these rides, and you could do it in your own in a suitcase at home. My God. You guys just... You actually went to a theme park when you can just sit in the back of your truck inside in a luggage?
Again, now do you see why this I chose amazing. This episode?
Listen, pack your children in some luggage and put them in the back of the car and drive around a little bit. It's great.
It's illegal.
Yes, that too.
I don't know if it's illegal,
just
but you
do it on your own
that.
Property.
Do
At
not
least
do
put
that.
Them in luggage and roll them around your house. Is that fine?
At least leave those zippers slightly open.
No, you're supposed to give them a pocket knife so they can poke holes if they need in case of emergency. You didn't get this training as a child? If you ever packed in a suitcase, here's a knife, you could stab it.
Oh my God.
No? Just me?
Just you.
Just me. Huh. Interesting. So what did you do? Just like go on vacation and come home with sitting beside your parents? Yes. So boring.
You know, I never traveled alone.
Never.
Until I was like an adult.
Like last week you went to Utah. Yeah. Is that the first time you flew alone?
No. But I did it. I think I flew alone like after we got married.
For the first time.
For the first time. I did not fly alone before we got married.
That makes sense. You only start flying alone if you have like a job or some random thing that forces you to go somewhere. Otherwise, you would normally want
so
to travel
with someone.
So why
were you going to... Where?
I wasn't alone. I was with my sister.
But why
she
were
was
you
10.
Going
We went together.
Where were you going?
On vacation.
To
to our family in Central America.
Where was your mom?
This is the difference. You grew up when buying four tickets was fine.
Yeah.
I grew up when if you had to choose where to spend your money and you chose to buy two tickets, you bought them for the kids and you shipped them off to their aunt and uncle. See? Privilege. That's the benefit
really
of privilege.
I really do feel very privileged.
We had to choose. Aww. So we went. Don't aw. It was the best thing ever. Just got on. I read my newspaper, took my sister, ditched that damn tag around my neck and caught my connecting flight after having a sandwich.
And had the time of your life.
Well, it wasn't, you know, she talked a lot. So it was different. It was like, shh, keep quiet. She was in my suitcase. So it took a while to tell her to shut.
Jay wants to go to India.
Okay.
And he wants to go alone.
By himself?
Yeah, he wants to go to India. Well, he wants to go with his cousin.
So that's not alone.
But they're two 13-year-old yeah. boys.
So you know where I am on this. Is that why you asked me this question?
Yes.
Like, I made a lot of jokes.
Yes.
But the part I wasn't kidding about
was
is
the independence.
I have no fear of people getting lost in travel.
No, I understand that. But I'm still going to want them to go with a companion.
I have no problem with this. I would send even the little one.
If it was a direct flight, I'm okay with it. But if it was a switcheroo, I don't think I'd be okay
I'm
with
it. I'm still okay with it.
With both
in fact,
of
we
them?
Should actually do a double stop with very tight connections to
oh
see
my
how they
gosh.
Fare.
Gosh, no, because then they would, what if they miss their connection?
Perfect. I want to see what they do. Give them some money, see how they figure out the airport hotel system and all that.
That is
you know, in 3 years, this guy is going to have the ability to drive on public roads?
Yeah.
In 3 years.
I think that's too soon.
But that doesn't matter what you think. That's the rule. He'll still be able to get a license in 3 years. So the other people that are driving on the roads now are 3 years older than him. If they can't even travel at this age, they
at
should not
13?
Be able. They should not be able to drive at 16.
At 13?
Yeah. What were you doing at 13? Just like sitting in your room, milk. That's what you were doing?
13 is old enough, but I would not want him to take his little sister with him.
4 years older than him?
Yeah.
My mom was married.
Oh my God.
He should have been on 16 flights by now. He's falling behind.
That's insane.
Yeah. 5 years older than him now.
My mom
was...
pregnant.
I was born.
5 years. Wait, say that again.
4 years from now for him at 17.
Yeah.
My mother was married.
Yeah.
At 18, I was born.
Yeah.
So at what age do you think he'll be ready to take a flight?
I would say he could probably be ready now. If it was a direct flight, I'm satisfied with that. I would still want him to have like somebody watching out for him.
Uh-huh.
I think he can sit on a plane. I don't have an issue with that. And then that person just has to deliver him to the person on the other end.
His wife.
No, his grandparents.
Oh, his grandparents. I thought we were sending them to get married.
No.
No?
Summer's coming up. There's all different people that travel in different ways. Some are like super conservative with timing. Some are super laid back with timing. Some have...
I have a cousin who goes to the airport the day before. If his flight's within
five hours.
If he flies between the hours of midnight and 4 a.m., he goes to the airport the day before.
If he flies at midnight, of course he has to go the day before. That's
he
just
flies
11...
at 4 a.m., he still goes the day before.
No, he does.
And he'll tell you stories about how, one time there was an accident on the road.
So if he had a, but who flies at 4 a.m.? No flights leave at 4 a.m.
Oh, so many.
No.
What time did we fly out of India to come back to the U.S.?
Oh, 2 a.m.
4 a.m.
He would go at 11 p.m.?
He'll go at 11, yeah.
Wow.
He just hangs out. Sometimes I think he thinks he can get a part-time job while he's waiting for his flight to pay for the flight, yeah.
Wait, if he has a 4 a.m. flight, he's going at 11 p.m.?
Yeah, he goes 5-6 hours before. The best story he
told
me this
time. If you are listening, cousin.
Yeah, he's listening. He just told me this story about how he was flying, and he was in a foreign country, and he was flying back.
Yeah.
And he was insisting on leaving early, like he normally does. And when he got to the airport, his wife, who has now just given in and goes with him 6 hours early, she gets out of the car because he says, get out of the car, take the luggage. I'll go. I think it was a rental. I'll go return the car.
Yeah.
She gets out and she goes and she can't open the door.
So she's the airport?
Like, yeah, that door where he dropped her off. So she says, we have to go to another entrance.
Okay.
And then he looks at her and then there's a man on the inside walking towards the door.
Yeah.
And he says, no, there's somebody there. So she looks and the man essentially tells her, we don't open for half an hour. So they went before the airport was even open for a flight that's not the first flight.
That is outrageous.
But you would prefer to do that
No, I would never do that. If you told me to go to the airport 6 hours early or 5 hours early, I would tell you I'll meet you there.
You would?
I would.
What if, can't we use that the other way then? Where you say you want to go 2 hours early and I say I meet you there because I want to get there in 45 minutes
No
before.
Problem. Absolutely no problem.
That's my move.
But I will take the kids. If we're flying
perfect.
The four
Even
of
better.
Us, I'm taking
this
the kids.
This should just be the way
and
we do it.
And if you don't make
forward.
It onto the flight, like you're on your own.
No problem. I have no deal. Accepted. Terms fully accepted. So you'll travel on your own, take all the luggage, take everything and I can just
I'm
come at the end.
I'm not taking your luggage.
No, I'll take my own and I'll just show up at the flight time. This sounds, you should think before
like
you offer up these deals.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I like to go.
Yeah.
I like to enjoy the journey.
Because
I find travel
I don't
very
find that
boring.
Enjoyable.
Yeah, I find travel very boring.
Okay.
Like the sitting on the plane, I get very like chilled out and low energy.
Okay.
So to compensate for that, uh-huh. I like to go in like James Bond.
Like you want to come in hot.
I want to come in hot. I want to run. I want to tell the people in front of me, excuse me, my flight's in 8 minutes. Excuse. What time's your flight? Oh my God, 6 hours. You go in the back. And I want to like jockey my way to the front.
But what if you end up behind somebody that's like, no, you cannot go.
That's part of the excitement for me. I get to challenge myself that way. And I say, hey, come on, you know, and then I have a little negotiation with them.
Uh-huh.
If they still say no, I might use public shaming. I might do other things. Like I have to try to keep myself, you know.
But don't you think that's a little.
I might pay them. Like there's always a way.
Don't you think it's a little inconsiderate?
No, it's so fun. No. I'm not inconsiderate for who?
To the people that got there on time.
They're not on time. They're so early. If they were on time, they'd be running with me. Sometimes you get that. You know the ambulance person?
Yeah.
Like when the ambulance comes on the
that's
highway.
That's an emergency.
Yes, but when it's not an emergency, my flight's leaving in 12 minutes. That's an emergency. I have to run.
You created that.
Look. This don't start getting all philosophical here. I don't have time.
It's true.
My flight's leaving in 12 minutes. Ma'am, here's $20. Please.
Would you pay
can
your
you
way?
Yeah, sometimes you have to pay.
Then you get through. $20 to go.
You're just shouting. Say, TSA, this lady is not, my flight's in, ma'am. And you just, and then they look at you and they're like, ma'am, come with us. I have all the tricks.
You would send somebody to like a security guard?
If they have a few hours to pass their time, yeah.
Oh my God.
Get them out. Then I go through. See, oh, you're just sitting in the lounge. You're sitting, waiting,
yes.
Drinking coffee like a normal
yes.
simpleton. I told you, I go like James
normal
Bond.
Normal is what I aspire
yeah, yeah.
towards. Normal.
No, that's no fun.
This is like the way that most of the people do it. I don't like to live on the edge of
I
my
told
seat
you the
like
best
this.
Story, but I missed that flight.
You so did miss sad, that flight.
That was the so, flight where I had a full suitcase packed and a carry-on
so
and I had to change
this,
into two suits.
How is this not something that you've learned from?
I did. I realized even when I'm fully packed with a suitcase, I can figure out a way to survive last minute.
Okay, tell everybody when you're packing for these trips.
Yeah.
You pack for like a 1 week trip.
Yeah.
When do you pack?
The day before I have to leave or the night before, the morning of. Depends what time's the flight.
Flight is at 11 a.m.
Oh, morning of. You have to pack, you close the bag, you go. How do you remember what's in the bag?
You have to pack the night before or the day before.
No.
Yeah.
Depends, yeah. Okay, 11 a.m. maybe the night before.
Okay.
P.m. flights, I cannot pack the
like
day before.
Like anything
it'll
12...
go stale, it's like groceries.
12 p.m. or onwards.
Yeah, you pack
you
the morning
pack
up.
You pack the morning up.
Yeah. You?
Not just your toiletries?
No, how can you? Of course, toiletries have to go last.
Yes, agreed. But what about the rest of it? Like, why can't you put the rest of it in your bag before that?
I don't know what I want to feel like wearing before I leave.
But you
how
have
can
to...
I tell you what I'm going to feel like wearing 3 days from now? It's so hard. Are you one of those people that cooks your meals like on Sunday for the whole week?
Like meal prep?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, not me.
You don't cook your meals.
Yeah. So I always have excitement in my life. I don't know what it is.
All right.
What is this a quiz of? Are you trying to find how many people are like me that listen?
If you're like him, put it down below in the comments below.
Yeah, for sure you should do this.
You think there are lots of people that travel like you?
I'm positive.
Like
we know
50%.
Each other. We high-five each other when we're running in the terminals. Like, hey, where are you going? 46? I'm going to 64. High five!
I think that there are more people like me than like you.
Yeah. Guaranteed.
I don't think it's like a 50-50 split.
No, but there's
I think it's
definitely
like 20-80 maybe.
There are a lot of people
that travel like you
who get to the airport within 30 minutes of their flight's departure.
I think that that depends on how far that
no,
how
it doesn't far matter anything.
No, no. I think it depends.
It's when they reach. I don't care where they came from.
I think that makes a difference because if they live 15 minutes away from the airport, it's a big difference than when you live an hour away from the airport.
I'm saying the time you reach. So if yes. you leave 15 minutes away, you're still leaving 45 minutes before your flight.
I understand. But I think that the people that live 10 minutes away from the airport, for example, they're more likely to come later.
You could live in the airport and you would still leave your house in the airport to go to the terminal no, before I leave my house no. an hour out of town. So it doesn't matter how far you live. I remember we took that hotel room in the airport when we were traveling and you made us leave an hour and a half before a flight. And I didn't understand, but I was so jet lagged, I figured I'm just doing the timing wrong and I'm just going to follow her. Then I got there and I was so confused. And that was in the airport. Like we were living inside the terminal.
Please put your hand up in the comments
below. Send this to
below.
A friend who likes to travel Patus Magor style.
That is insane.
Audibles. It's all about the audibles.
Do you change the way that you travel since you've had kids?
I've just given up a little bit of my choice on the matter.
Like, don't you factor in that, like, maybe somebody might have a spill, or maybe somebody might need to use the bathroom, or maybe they need to stop and eat a meal?
They can do all of that in my plan.
No, they can't. If you're
there's
racing,
there's no time for that. You think they're thinking about their hunger when they're chasing down a flight?
Exactly. And then you get into the flight and there's no food.
No, but they're like, oh, we made it. That was so cool. Yeah, if you want to throw a granola bar in a backpack, that's fine.
I don't think so. Like, I would much rather get there early, buy them a smoothie, get them some, like, a sandwich to go.
That's all cool. Have you ever heard of Keith Jarrett?
No.
He's a jazz pianist.
Okay.
And in, like, 1975, this woman, I think from a school, or she's an organizer, she says, hey, you need to come to perform somewhere in Europe.
Okay.
In Germany, in France. I think in Germany.
Okay.
And he goes.
Yeah.
So they book him. I don't remember the story here. Okay. But the key part is this guy's a world-renowned pianist.
Yeah.
And they don't have a proper functioning piano when he gets there. So
like
he goes
to his standards, or like it's out of tune?
I think it's just not a great instrument. Maybe it's out of tune. Maybe they're tuning it.
Okay.
I don't know what the deal is, but it's absolutely
it's not
to
his
standards.
To.
Okay. Yeah. So what happens? He's walking away. He says, I'm not doing this. This is a piece of
okay.
And the woman who's organizing it is a younger woman. She is absolutely in shambles.
Oh,
this is something like 200-300 people or something have booked to come see this guy.
Okay.
So he and his manager say, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do this concert and we're going to record it.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to use this as a lesson moving forward for everybody who tries to take shortcuts and they don't understand the value. This is going to be a complete train wreck.
Yeah.
And you know what what ends up happening?
What?
He creates one of the most beautiful, most renowned pieces of music he's ever done. Till today, it's considered a masterpiece.
Really?
Till today.
Like he created that live?
He recorded it live.
Yeah.
And it is the best thing. It is, if you start Googling Keith Jarrett, you will find this piece.
Huh.
It's like one whole side of his vinyl.
Right.
Why?
Because he had no expectations?
No, because he had to deal with what he had. He pushed himself. He had to be 100% focused. He had to use every bit of skill he had in his body to counter the effects of the piano.
Mm.
And then once he figured out the piano and its intricacies, he was good enough to realize how to use that.
Mm.
And people in that room witnessed just genius.
That's amazing.
So when I travel, I'm a genius.
Okay.
You understand?
I mean,
Keith Jarrett of travel.
I appreciate the story, but I don't think that...
The same thing.
I think that's a huge stretch.
I sometimes do it with a guitar, and I play the guitar while I'm going.
Right.
So that's the point
I really
of pushing...
like the story,
you
but...
have to push your comfort zone.
Okay.
I heard something else.
Yes.
I must have heard it on the same podcast as I heard this story.
Okay.
They seem entwined, and I don't think I would have listened to these two random facts on my own. When we went into COVID, people changed their routines, right?
Yes.
Like they changed their travel.
Yes.
Even if you're driving and you drive somewhere,
yeah.
you take the same road every day.
Yeah.
You take the same road so much that on the weekend you're driving that direction, your body automatically takes you towards your workplace, even though you don't have to go to work.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, I was distracted.
Yep.
if there's construction on that road,
yeah,
and you've been driving 10 years on that road, yeah, and there's construction and now you have to go a different road,
yeah,
even 2 weeks of that construction, you won't go back to the 10-year pathway. You'll start using the different road.
Okay.
Or you'll use both.
Okay.
If you get too comfortable,
yeah,
you don't do other things.
You won't grow. There's something to be said about this. Like, you don't want to just get stuck in habits.
Yeah.
But I also think that this is not necessarily like
the place to explore.
Yeah. Or habit forming. Like, just being on time for a flight.
But when will you get to bribe people in TSA lines? You do that if you're not late?
No.
You don't just say for sport, I'm going to get in the front. No. You need that outside force.
Like, I understand the lesson here, but I just don't think that this is the right medium to practice.
So where else can you practice the unknown?
In life, in the world, at your job, with your kids.
It's no fun that way. There has to be something at the end of value.
Okay, but if you miss it.
Yeah. Then you learn even more.
Then you...
You learn how to rebook. Do you remember when we missed a flight to the... Where were we going?
To Atlantis. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you missed a flight.
I was so upset.
Yeah,
I wasn't. That was a waste of a lot of money. No. It was a waste of a day in Atlantis. I was really irritated with myself.
We learned how to figure out how to do nasal swabs with a 6-hour turnaround.
Yes.
When would you ever learn those skills?
To me, when I'm traveling, I don't want to take the chance of missing that flight. I have no desire to miss that flight. I've spent a lot of money. I've booked. I've made plans. I've scheduled. I want to get to where I'm going. I don't want to keep people waiting. I don't want to keep people waiting on the other end. I don't want to be disappointed. And I know that, yes, you can work through the disappointment in your mind. But like, I don't think it's necessary to push those limits in that moment every single time.
How many flights have you missed?
One.
So you were responsible for Bermuda.
Yeah.
And you missed something.
So yeah, like you needed a visa or something like that during COVID. You needed some sort of a COVID test.
So you missed a flight.
Yeah.
No matter how prepared you were, you missed a flight.
Yeah. Because things still happen even when you're prepared.
Yeah. And I was fine.
Yeah.
That's the difference. You got mad. I didn't get mad. So I missed the flight to Europe.
Yeah.
I missed the flight. I didn't miss the event, to be very clear. I still made it for the event.
Yeah.
How did I make it for the event? Instead of reaching the night before and be very rested,
yeah,
I had to fly via a different country.
Yeah.
And I reached like 3 hours before my meeting.
And then you ran straight.
I went straight to the meeting. I was exhausted, had caffeine. Then I had to go and buy shirts and pants for the next day because I didn't have clothes.
Right.
And that was a great experience.
I mean, and you do you, man, but that's not the kind of experience that I necessarily want to have.
I didn't plan to have that experience, but I was okay with the outcome is
agreed.
My point.
But it's
remember the other time I booked a flight 1 month after our actual departure date?
Yes.
We're supposed to go in June. I booked for July. Great ticket price. That was amazing. I was like, wow, look at this. These prices are incredible. It was not so incredible when I called the lady at Delta and said, hey, by the way, can I leave tomorrow? Any chance? She's like, yeah, you can leave tomorrow. What's your credit card number? And I said, ooh. That one hurt a little.
That was expensive.
But it was a mistake. I couldn't.
That was a mistake, though. That wasn't like you being late.
Even yours was a mistake.
Yeah.
It wasn't you being late.
Yes.
But these are things that happen in travel.
Yes.
So I guess to sum it all up.
Yes.
These things don't bother me.
Yeah.
But I think the reason they don't bother me.
Yeah.
Is because I have pushed the limits to a point where I sort of say,
yeah,
this is nowhere near. I've dealt with this. It's not an issue. And that's not just going late to the flight, it's getting rerouted, it's getting, oh my God, what happened to my cousin just now on this last trip?
I know. And honestly, I think that your attitude is great. And she had a great attitude too. She was supposed to go directly from Montreal to Orlando. Instead of that, her flight got canceled. She flew from Montreal to DC and then she was going to go to Orlando and she missed the flight in DC. And
because it was delayed in Montreal. Again, nothing she could have done.
No, nothing she could have done. Then she went from Montreal to DC to Miami to Orlando and she finally got there and it was like 8-10 hours of travel. Those are not the stories that I'm talking about that like stress me out. Yeah, they're uncomfortable and yeah, they're a little frustrating and her attitude was amazing and I think that you're really, really good at that. But for me, I don't like to put unnecessary stress that I can have something to do with. Like if
that
I just
means
went,
it stresses you out versus it doesn't stress me out.
Yeah.
Going an hour earlier.
Yeah, I like to sit at the gate and I like to watch them say, zone one, no, you know, you may now board. Zone two, you may now board. Yeah. I don't want to run in when they've set all the 6 zones and like I'm chasing down with the kids racing. Like I'm not interested in that.
Yeah. So what? Here we are. Yeah. What else are we talking about?
Here is another question. Do you remember the first place that we visited together?
Does India count? Or after we were married? We had a great adventure in India.
We did have a great adventure in India.
You forgot that one? I picked you up.
I was with my mom and my aunt, and I got off at the train station.
Yeah, they were going, and I met you somewhere. Yes. And then what, were we meeting them later that day?
Yeah.
Essentially, they were going all the way to...
Back to their home, back home.
Mumbai, I think.
Yeah.
And I was somewhere halfway between, and the idea was you would get out earlier
in the day.
We were going
to shop or something, we were going to do some wedding shopping and then go back home.
You got off the train.
Yeah.
I went in to get you.
Yeah.
I still remember there was a car parked outside. Like, we had a driver who was booked. I went in and I went to get you.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that you had to have something called a platform ticket just to go pick up a passenger.
Mm-hmm.
So I did not have a platform ticket.
Right.
And you got out. I see you. We start walking towards the exit. And then a security guard railway police starts blowing a whistle and essentially detains us.
He asked you for your platform ticket.
I said, I don't even know what that is. You have no idea what's even being said.
Mm-hmm.
So we get pulled into an office and we essentially spend the next, half an hour? Was it longer?
45 minutes, yeah.
Just getting yelled at because we don't have a platform ticket. And then he's getting even more mad because I was speaking in broken Hindi and you're nodding. You don't even understand anything. That was fun. That was our first trip.
Shameful display.
So I've understood now where your fear of travel comes from.
From that man?
From that experience.
Maybe.
And I was like, wow, if I could deal with this guy.
I was so uncomfortable.
Yeah, that was a rough...
He just sat and kept poking. Yeah. Oh, that was...
You know what my favorite part of that story was? When we left, he finally says, you can leave. As we're about to put our foot out the door, I'll never forget this, you try to mumble under your breath, but it comes out a little bit too loud. No, not unbelievable.
What did I say?
Idiot.
I did not.
You call the guy an idiot.
I did not.
And the guy's like, what?
I did not.
Yeah, you called him an idiot or a moron. You said something that he understood very quickly, even though you're like, what a moron. All of a sudden, he became perfectly bilingual. And he said, get your ass back in here and sit down.
And he made
I think sit. That's how it went from 30 minutes to 45 minutes. We got extra detention. We just sat there.
It was really like...
And he kept calling us idiots. Like, you idiot, me no idiot, you bloody idiot. And he just like let us have it. I was like, yep, that's good. It's good. Keep those thoughts in the head until we get out of this platform. The best part is the platform ticket is like the equivalent of $1. And I just didn't even know.
I know.
We got yelled at. So that was our first travel together.
Yeah.
If you consider
a train station like an airport. So we warn all of you who travel in India.
I don't even know if they do platform tickets though.
Just check. Make sure you check that you don't need a platform ticket.
Just make sure you buy a platform ticket. Just buy a ticket.
I know.
It's fine. Buy some ticket. Just go with some paperwork. So that was the first time we
traveled together.
We didn't actually travel. We got detained together. Maybe that's why every time you're with me going to travel, you get scared. You have memories of this.
Maybe.
You gotta unlock this with your therapist. Yeah, be like, wait, what do we do about this? Idiot, sit down. So that was the first trip.
Yeah.
Did you have another first trip in mind?
No.
That was the one you were thinking?
No, it was just a question that I had.
I mean, I guess our first trip together
to just us
would have been when we went to Mexico and Belize and all of that after we got married.
Probably Mexico, yeah. When we were younger and we would travel, my dad or my grandfather would hold all the passports.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we traveled by family. So
that's a power dad move.
Yeah, so my dad would hold
everyone's
passports. Most of the time it was my grandpa, and he would hold 5 passports. His, my dad's, my mom's, my brother's, and mine. He would hold all 5 passports. We were never allowed to touch our passports.
Meanwhile, I give my kids their passports.
Even if we wanted to see our pictures, it was not allowed. And I remember when we traveled for the first time together, I gave you my passport, and you're like,
what am I going to do with this?
What am I supposed to do with
this? You're to confuse me? You have to give this to the man, not me.
And I'm like, don't you need to hold it? And you're like, why?
Why would I have to hold this? You're capable of holding your own passport, are you not? I was very confused by some of the things you would say.
And now I hold the passport.
Yeah. I was like, here, you like holding these passports? Hold it. I don't care. You're going to the airport 4 hours early. Just take mine too. Just leave it for me somewhere. Yeah.
This is my last thought. Places you would like to visit, both with just us and with the kids. Like bucket list places that you'd like to see.
I don't really have a bucket place in my head.
You don't?
Like I don't have a, oh my God, I really want to go here. Because I feel like no matter where we go,
yeah. We
end up enjoying ourselves.
Yeah.
So
I don't really have that. But aren't there places in the world that you would just like to see in your lifetime?
I think so. Like I'd love, it's so far, right? I'd love to go to Australia. Yeah. I'd love to go to New Zealand. I'd love to see that part of the world. Mm-hmm. But to think you can go to Australia and New Zealand in the same trip.
No, it's you like, have to do just separate no, trips.
There's no concept of how big these countries yeah. are and how far they are.
Yeah.
So you can't do that. Like, unless you can go for a month and a half, you can't go and see both of these amazing places.
Right, but
places.
In an ideal world, you take 2 weeks off every year.
Yeah, you could go, and you come go, back,
you come
go,
back, come you back. Go, you come back. Give me five places you'd like to see.
I would definitely, you know, want to go to Australia. I would want to go to New Zealand.
Those are two separate.
I would want to go to South Africa.
Yep, same.
You do?
Yep, I want to go to South Africa.
How did that end up on your list?
I don't know.
I thought that was just a random thought in my head.
No, I want to go to South Africa.
I would want to go to South Africa. I would want to go to...
I
want to
do Greece.
Greece, yeah. Never been to Greece.
I want to take There's the so kids many places to see
the Taj Mahal. The minute we finish this, I'm going to be like, oh, crap, I wanted to go to, you know...
Yeah. I want to see
Prague.
Vietnam.
I want to go to... There's so many places. There's no... I think there are probably... too many to list in terms of where I would want to go.
Yeah.
I'm definitely at a phase in my life where going back to the same place is less exciting to me. And I think in time you get to a place in your life where you say, hey, I just want to go to this place because it's exciting.
Yeah.
Like I enjoy it. It's comfortable.
Wait, the same place?
The same place. Like, you know, some people go to the same place. Oh, for sure.
Okay.
You get to a point in your life where you say, look, I'm not interested in flying across the world.
Right.
Like, I just want to go to this one spot. I love it.
Yeah.
So I would rather go and, you know, bounce around a little bit than.
And the kids are getting older. So one, I think that they're like at a really nice age now to travel. And two, we don't have too many summers left or like times where it's just going to be the four of us to travel. So I want to spend that time, like the next 5-6 years traveling with them.
I'm not worried about that. Like I see the stats, right? Like the, oh, you have 13 summers, this and whatever mm-hmm. it is. I think your responsibility is to help them establish themselves as confident, happy, joyful humans.
Yeah.
And if part of that comes from travel, so be it.
Yeah.
But if they're not available in a summer because accomplishing those goals is more, you know, happens more by way of spending a summer or a few weeks with grandparents mm-hmm. or going to a camp or doing different things, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
This India thing is a great example.
Yeah.
Right? Both of us had this thought in our heads that we will be the ones taking both
our kids to India.
Yeah, to go see it. And now circumstances are presenting themselves where maybe we don't get to do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have to go
on his own
and explore with their grandparents a little bit. And that's okay, too.
Yeah.
I just try to get out of the way of what's meant to be.
Absolutely. I would like to take them to certain spots. And it's more to see. I like the idea of seeing these new things through their eyes, too.
Yeah.
And, like, watching them process that. Like, that's just a joy that that I feel. So selfishly, I want to.
It's for us.
Yeah, I want to enjoy
that. As long as we enjoy each other's mm-hmm. company, mm-hmm. the rest is okay. Mm-hmm. They will flee. Mm-hmm. But our time together just goes higher.
Mm-hmm. So do you enjoy your company with me?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Mostly, except when we're packing or traveling. Then it's a real pain in the
Okay. Where are you taking me next?
I don't know. Somewhere where they have no music, because I know you hate singing on this podcast. I'm going to take you to a place that does not allow for music.
Last night I dreamt of San Pedro. It all feels like yesterday, not far away. Tropical, the island breeze. That's a place we've been.
We've been there.
San Pedro.
All of nature's wildest dreams. Mm-hmm. This is where I long to be.
Yeah.
Where?
La Isla Bonita.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.